You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Let's go. We're from Fenway. Fenway Fest. Baseball isn't boring. It's on the radio. It's also a podcast. At BB isn't boring. The socials. But there's a buzz in the air. It's a buzz in the air because we're doing things at Fenway Park. There's a buzz in the air because people are walking around wearing Red Sox uniforms. And there's a buzz in the air right now because we have Johan Alvieto on with the show right now. Welcome. I mean, first guest out of the gate on this show. Man, like, put it on your Wikipedia page. Let's go.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. And so what I was going to say to you, we were talking a little bit, and I was talking about, like, when, for me, when you get on my radar, and it goes back to my conversations with the great Rich Hill, which you played with in Pittsburgh. And I remember the run that you went on that year. It was a couple of years ago when he was with Pittsburgh. But you were dominant. Like, I don't know if you remember that run or not.
Do you remember? Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, you guys were in it, right? Like, through the first 3 months. But that was when I looked at it and I said, man, this guy is good. And then I think I saw you in spring training because we obviously see a little bit in spring training. I'm like, and every once in a while, there's a guy who jumps out to me and said, that guy's different. I'll give you a compliment. I'm here to build you up, okay?
Thank you.
Shane McClanahan was that guy for me a couple years ago where you're just like, I know it's spring training, but he looks different. I saw you pitch. I said, that guy looks different. For you, obviously, through all of the compliments that I just gave, like, can you now feel like, all right, I'm willing to take those snippets, those examples, and be like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be the top of the rotation, mid-rotation guy.
Yeah, this is, you know, definitely one of the biggest opportunities that I had in my life. So a lot of, you know, teammates and you know, teams that you played and you get experience. So right now, you know, trying to put all that together, all the experience, all the hard work, all the tears and fun that we had on the field, you know, to come in this next season in 26 and bring all the things that we learn and trying to win some ball games.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, this isn't no knock on Pittsburgh. You had a lot of great memories, but sometimes it's, all right, I learned a lot there. Now this is my big opportunity. When you found out that you were traded to the Red Sox, did you feel that way? Because it wasn't like they didn't give up anything for you. I mean, they obviously liked you. So this, did you feel like, okay, this is my big opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really thankful for all the teams that I played for, especially Pittsburgh, that, you know, they gave me the opportunity on 23 being a starter pitcher. But yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, being now on Boston, and I mean, I heard that name, and all that comes to my mind is playoff. It's World Series. It's wins. So, been a part of it, and you know, been a guy that people are accountable, you know, with to be part of that group. So it's blessed, and I'm trying to, you know, reward all of the hopes and the best way I can.
Does it feel that way? Now, I mean, you're literally sitting here wearing a Red Sox uniform for the first time, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because my first actually, I mean, Cuba, you know, things are a little bit different down there. So to have gears from the big leagues, it's a little bit hard to get. And one of the first to be, you know, probably the first jersey that I had when I was in Cuba was in Boston. And I was talking to my family because when I was trying to sign in Dominican, the first thing they also saw me in there, it was Boston. So Boston's always been like the teams that kind of runs around my
really?
DNA. Yeah. Even the first time that I played video games in Cuba, it was the MVP 2006. And I remember all these names that I learned from the video game, you know, all these, you know, guys that – they were amazing, you know, the Boston team. And then I was playing on the computer. Now, you know, to be part of that group, it's unbelievable.
There are so many questions I have about this. I could spend about an hour about that playing. What was the game that you were playing?
It was MVP 2006.
MVP 2006. I could go like okay, who were you? You know, who was your guy? I mean, obviously, like Ortiz is the easy answer.
Yeah, Manny was there. I mean, it was Johnny Damon, Dustin Pedroia,
yeah,
Mike Lawler. I mean, I mean, the whole lineup, the whole starting rotation is amazing. Even the bullpen.
It's pretty fortunate that you got that. The Red Sox jersey was the one that you got, because if you got a crappy team for the video game, you're like, oh man, why did I? Do I really like baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I even like take care of that jersey a lot, because in Cuba you cannot wear anything like that back then. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put it when I'm on the street instead of on the field. So I mean, it feels amazing to be part of.
Do you still have it?
Nah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I put it so much that I got some holes. Man.
You must have some pictures, though. I mean, like,
I have to look. I mean, there was not cameras back then. I didn't have any phones.
Oh, so. That's crazy. You didn't
Cuba.
Have you,
it's Cuba. Remember?
you didn't have any phones. You didn't have anything. Nothing. But you had the jersey. So that's crazy. So I could talk another hour. Maybe we will in spring training about this, but about your journey, about. You know, I talked about your journey from Pittsburgh to Boston, but your journey from Cuba. What was that like, and how hard was that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel really blessed to be here right now. All the things that that I've been through. I don't know if we can keep that on live. All the experience and all the hard way to get here. You know, it was a long journey. Ecuador, Haiti, Dominican here. So. There's a lot of stuff in between, but
wow,
yeah,
that's crazy. Like, did you have any? Can you? I know that sometimes it gets a little delicate with like all the stuff, but can you give me one instance, maybe one story that you can tell about sort of that about the hardships that you had to go through to get to become a professional baseball player?
We swim a river, you know. On the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my family and I.
You had to swim?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I mean, back then, I was really young.
You know,
I didn't really know, like, all the cages and all the things that we're going through. But, I mean, I'm here.
Yeah. No, listen, I mean, it's all part of the journey, and it's a journey, like you said, that landed here. That's a great thing, and you're still really, really young. Congratulations on being really, really young and good. But also, this is a cliche question, but when you were traded, you're going along, you're being traded. Number one, did you think for a minute that you were going to get traded? And, you know, Pittsburgh, obviously, they have to juggle the financial part of things. But did you expect to get traded, and where were you when you found out you were traded?
I was at home, and to be honest, I try to not think of things that I cannot control. You know, I just trying to worry about being healthy and you know, and be ready for the season. You always hear some comments. You know, you talk to your agent kind of like flip some you know, ways that things can go during the off season, especially when, you know, teams are trying to make some changes. But personal, I'm a big emotional guy, so I try to not think about things that, like I said before, like that I cannot control, so I can keep my mind right and hold myself together.
So you're home. You're playing, like, you probably still play in 2006, like Red Sox, maybe. I don't know what you're doing. Like, but you're home, but you get the call, right?
Yeah, I was with my dogs. I was with the, I mean, got my workout done, came back at home, and, you know, I always take all my three dogs out and for a walk. And then, I received that call.
So was it Charrington or was it Breslow?
First it was Charrington. Yeah, Charrington called me first, and then Breslow was
okay.
Yeah.
And so when Charrington calls, sometimes people don't even have the numbers of their GMs locked into their phone. Sometimes you're like, who's this calling? But yeah, he calls it, you're like, okay, I know what this is about.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have that feeling of, you know, like I'm saying, I have a lot of really good experience, and I'm really thankful for everything that I've been through with that org. A lot of really good people. But, yeah, I mean, you got that feeling where, you know, you're not going to see some people that you used to hanging out with, especially, you know, Kutch and, you know, some few guys that I really have, that I have a really good relationship with. But at the same time, just because it's not the first time that I'm going through this situation, I you look for the positive side about it. So, you know, that mindset switched real quick as soon as I got the news, and, you know, try to focus on what comes next, which is, you know, be ready, trying to hold all the emotions down and you know, be calm and, you know, let my whole family know. Because if I'm too excited, like, you know, my mom's always trying to take care of yourself too much.
Yeah.
And you know, she was nervous. Hey, what happened? You know, like, all the things that come out are to their mind when, you know, they hear some news. So, let them know what's going on. And I mean, everyone were happy.
All right, Johan Oviedo obviously joining us. And already, I can already tell, is you're going to be a lot of fun to talk to, and about not only about pitching, but your journey and everything else. You had made mention that you working out down in Florida. You're working on one of the guys you're working out with, Roman Anthony. You can admit now who can bench press more. I don't know. I mean, you're a big guy. I know pitchers don't bench, right?
I mean, you can see Chapman if you can tell if he bench or not. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, I like to lift. Everyone have their own style, yeah, and way to go about it. So, thankfully, we not lift at the same time.
No. But it's like that's anytime you can go and work out at a place where the other people are there, and that so happens some players, like you said, Roman Anthony's there. Like I talked to Lucas Giolito's there. This is the Cressy Performance down in Florida. Who else? Some of the other guys who are there?
I think Brazier.
Oh, Brazier. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and I know there's some few more guys.
Yeah.
There, I think they're in the minor league, but. I mean, being a Cressy, it's amazing. Not just because the quality of work, but also the quality of human beings that are going in there. And there's a lot of really good examples of, I'll say, like, a lot of experienced guys that've been there for a long time. You got Justin, you got Churcher. So I'm a believer of experience. The more experience that you can learn from people that goes there, I mean, the way they go about it, their routines, you always, kind of like snap a little bit and talk to them for a couple seconds. And then, hey, what worked for you? Or when I was doing my rehab for the TJ, I mean, I talked to Justin, hey, you know, he had a TJ, and then next
year, Verlander.
He won the Cy Young. Hey, what you did? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
What was the keys? Like, what things that you focus on to come back even stronger? I mean, he was throwing 99, 100 after, you know, TJ with the age that he has. So, like, you know, you try to pick up some things that all these good people are bringing to the table, and, you know, try to appreciate the time and the people that are around.
You know, and you like mentioned Verlander and Scherzer. I remember Tanner Houck was working out down there, and he was saying the same thing. I mean, holy mackerel, this is awesome that I get a chance to pick all these guys' brain. But this comes back, I have two more things. This comes back to how I'm saying, okay, here we go. I'm hyping you up right now, all right? I'm giving you the opportunity to say coming into this year, because a lot of people look at you coming to the Red Sox, and I said this, Joanna, I said they gave up one of their top position player, one of their top two position players. Like, this is like they see a lot in you. So for you, how do you like? Do you feel like that, or how can you tell people, say, this is what I think I can be this year, not what you were last year, not what you were the year before. This is what I think I can be for the Boston Red Sox this year.
I mean, personal, I don't like to speak up about why, you know, about what I'm gonna do. All I can tell to the people in Boston is that I'm gonna leave my heart at the field, and I'm gonna compete as hard as I can. And I mean, we definitely have high hopes. And I mean, one of the things that got me more excited is to have the chance to play and the playoff for the first time in my life. So I'm thinking, in all my work and all my energy, it's looking forward to being in a playoff spot. So I mean, I'm
good answer.
I'm pumped.
Good answer. Yeah. Last thing, you ever come into camp and say I'm in the best shape of my life?
I've never been feeling this strong ever.
Well, so you know how everybody says that. I'm in the best shape of my life. So we're doing a best shape of my life club, right? So we're letting everybody, like every fans, everybody do this. And Joe Kelly, who was co-found this with me, he said he's going to bench press 225 pounds once. I'm asking everybody, just pick one thing. That you, by opening day, are going to be in the best shape of your life. It can be body fat percentage. It can be sprinting speed. It can be, if you want to bench press like 300 pounds, whatever it is. The one thing that you want to say, I am going to be in the best shape of my life in that one thing.
I probably would say sprinting. I mean, I used to, you know, before being the big leagues, you know, when you're in the minor leagues, you're kind of like, don't have the maturity, so you play sports, different sports. I used to play a lot of volleyballs, a lot of soccer, just to keep my agility. Sometimes even like do some little kickboxing, and in the meantime, so when I got to the big league, I stopped all those sports.
Ooh.
just because you know, you don't want to get hurt. You try to be cautious about it. So you kind of like lose a little bit of that adrenaline, that agility. Yep. So, I mean, to compensate all those moments, I try to be a little bit more fast than compared to what I'm used to. You know, I gain a little bit of weight, but I gain more muscle. So, you know, when you're leaner, when you're a little bit more leaner, I mean, you run a little bit fast. So, I'm trying to, you know, be as fast as I used to.
So what is the 60? What do they time you in? What's the thing they're going to time you in? What can we time you in? Like the 40-yard dash, the 60-yard.
I mean, they don't really do that. That's kind of like more personal preference.
Okay. Well,
I mean, last time that I did it, it was like 6.8, but my fastest was like 6.5.
This is a 60?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So by opening day, or around close, we don't want to pull any muscles.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's going to be cold.
Okay.
Maybe the
opening day, spring training.
Okay,
So that's what yours will be.
All right.
It's better than 6.5. So,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe put it on
6.7. Let it be done. Write it down. Hey, man, it's good to meet you and good to talk to you.
Too.
Thanks, man. All right. Yo, Vieto, everyone. Yeah, look, good job. All right. Here we go. All right, this is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We got a cavalcade of stars coming up. We're going to keep it rolling all the way up until 4 o'clock, but that's a great way to kick it off. I love talking to them. And, again, 617-779-7937, but, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get through, to be perfectly honest with you, because we got up next Lou Maloney, the great Lou Maloney. Oh, my goodness, look at him in that uniform. Looks like he played right now. All right, we'll be back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Right after this. All right, let's go. We're live from Fenway. Fenway Fest. This is Rob Bradford, Baseball's and Boring Show. It's just going to be one guest after another, and they're all going to be awesome. We're 1-for-1 with Johan Oviedo. Now we're going to be 2-for-2, Lou Maloney.
What do you say, Bradford?
Oh, my goodness. You've never looked better. You've never looked better.
Well, I am in arguably the best shape, of my post career.
Hey,
what, well, you can't word it that way?
No, you can word it any way you want. But let's get that out of the way. I want you to pick one thing by opening day. One thing. Awaken 180 challenge.
Okay, I think about it a little bit. Maybe by the end of the interview.
Sure. By the end of the day, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's
I'll let you know.
A push-up, a pull-up, anything.
I can do push-ups.
Oviedo.
I can never do pull-ups, even when I was a player.
Oviedo said 6'7", 60. 6'7", 6.
Is there a reason why he picked 6'7"?
I totally missed that. My instincts aren't keen right now.
Hey, I got a 16-year-old kid.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
As we sit here right now, here's a cliche question.
Go ahead.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think they're going to sign Bregman. I think it's like, you know, Bo or Bregman, right? But I think Bregman is just the obvious answer in front of everybody. And I think when you do that, I still think there's a reliever coming. I think, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a whole lot of lefty relievers after having a trillion of them.
Yeah, and you get to the point, too, where you're like, okay, do we get a lefty reliever that we don't really believe in, or we just grab another righty that's good, right? Like, does it have to be a lefty? You want a good pitcher out there. But I think everybody keeps talking about trades, you know, whether it's an outfielder or not. I don't think you can do anything until you get Bregman on board. And then when you get Bregman on board, then I think you can kind of sit back. You have a little bit of leverage. You don't have as much urgency. But if something kind of falls to you that can improve your rotation, I think you can.
Now, obviously, last year was wasn't like this year. I mean, they waited and waited and waited. And we were probably screaming the same way last year, like, sign him, sign him, sign him. And they got him. Like, yeah. You know, just like they got him at the three-year deal. Yeah, sure, you had to put the opt-outs, whatever it is. We know, and Boris have said this multiple times, no qualifying offer, different situation. Are you fearful at all that they are playing this dangerous game without being more aggressive because there is going to be more of a market this time?
Yes. Yeah, because you can wait it out all you want. Like last year you waited out and you end up getting him, but I think that had a lot to do with he was just determined he wanted to be here. Like it was the best one-year fit for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can look at it and say, well, okay, is Arizona true to the report? Without trading Marte, they're not going to sign Bregman. Is Toronto now out on Alex Bregman with the Okamoto signing? You know, the Cubs, they weren't that aggressive last year. Are they going to be more aggressive now? So, I mean, you start wondering what the market is if it's not Boston. And that could be dangerous because the longer you wait, and if your offer is still out there, if Boris feels like it's too low, he can easily go and just pivot, right, and try to get somebody else involved. Hey, listen, you thought the market was going to be six. It's not. We may only have four on the table, and other teams may be interested in that, right? So the longer you wait, you could bring in more teams. So the report was that they were aggressive. The Red Sox
have
been aggressive. I don't like it either because, by who's –
Well,
define aggressive.
That's the point, Liz. Who is saying that? Whose definition of aggressive is that? Because I almost guarantee you that we could go back last year and probably the same thing was said.
Yeah.
And they landed at 3 years. And nobody would have said, I don't care what the AAV was.
Right.
I don't care. Nobody would have said a three-year offer was aggressive.
It's the same thing with, like, getting uncomfortable, right? We want them to get uncomfortable. Well, we all know how this Crochet trade went down, right? That was uncomfortable for them. Hmm. Breslow woke up the next day, included that last prospect, whoever it was. But that was them being uncomfortable. You look at it now, and you still think it's a steal of a trade. I think them going to $40 million for Bregman was uncomfortable.
Sure.
So their definition of uncomfortable, their definition of aggressiveness is different than maybe others. But in the end, it's like... Listen, I'm with everybody else. Just end this thing. Just sign this guy so you can move on.
Well, and Lou Maloney joined us here in the Baseball Isn't Boring show. And, you know, I think that, you know, we look at – I think there's a lot of – there's a lazy narrative of the free agent thing. You haven't signed a free agent. Like,
but you want Lorenzen?
Well, okay. Yeah, exactly.
Did you want Josh Bell to play first?
And also look at the Yankees. The Yankees were, hey, what did you do? Your biggest free agent acquisition was the guy you already had in Trent Grissom, who took a qualifying offer. My point is that whatever, right? But this is where the rubber meets the road time in the sense that this is something that they haven't done. They made a big trade. Good for you. Right, they've made a couple trades this time. Good for you. You had an A+ offseason last year with some really smart signings. Good for you. But getting in the battle for a top level free agent, like you said, to get you know that you're gonna have to get uncomfortable. You haven't won that war yet because you didn't win it with Bregman last year. You haven't won that war, and you're going to have to win it with Bregman and certainly with Bichette, right?
Yeah. No, you're going to have to. And I've said this before, too. It's like, how do you feel about everything, right? It's about, like, because I can guarantee we go back a year ago, I don't think you were feeling too good about their offseason.
Yeah.
We look back now and think it was great. Nobody even knew who Justin Wilson was. When they signed Chapman, people weren't exactly happy about it around here. They thought his days of being a closer were over with. And there were some people that didn't want Bregman to be brought here because he couldn't hit lefties. Mm. You remember that?
Yeah.
So, like, it's about how you feel. I don't know what Oviedo, there's a monster of a man I just saw you interview. So, Sonny Gray, you know, like, let's see what he looks like. Contreras, pull side in the air. Does he pop 25 to 30 instead? So, you could look back and say, you know, it was a good offseason. They're still a piece away. It was always one bat, two bats, rather.
Mm-hmm.
When you lost Bregman, you needed two bats. You've got one with Contreras. You need one more.
All right. The great Will Fleming, who fresh off monitoring a pitching clinic.
I don't know about a clinic.
I don't know. What did you learn? What did you learn from the pitching people? That's what...
You know, I didn't learn anything other than...
All right.
I like
See
all
you later,
of them.
Will.
You know, I will say that one thing that's been really cool this last calendar year is getting to know Aroldis Chapman a little bit better. We all heard all these stories about the work ethic and the leader. I think the more you talk to him, the more impressive he is. We all know what he does on the mound. You get the sense being around these pitchers... People who have nothing in common with him, like Garrett Whitlock and Tanner Houck and all these dudes, they look up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a quiet confidence about him. You know, I think people sort of underplay how great a career he's had and how great he is in the game right now. Mm. Like, I don't know there's anybody I'd rather have on the mound in the ninth inning. Maybe they're one or two. And I think he just exudes this confidence that seeps through that pitcher's room. And I just think that I heard you talking about it. Nobody thought that would be a home run, but it sure was.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we can't ignore, as I said, it's for a, you get an A last year for that offseason. That what they did, and Lou, to your point, I don't think that we were sitting here, oh, my goodness, what an A. You got an A. You got Justin Wilson. No. You got Chapman. You got all these guys. And the two teams, guys, Will Fleming and Lou Maloney, the two teams that were perceived to won the offseason didn't make the playoffs, Arizona and the New York Mets, yeah. Right?
And I would say even today, I keep hearing everybody praise Toronto.
Well,
I love their aggressiveness, right, yeah. The way that they went out and yep. did it. Chris Bassitt has been really, really good for them for years, and they replaced him with Cease. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have Cease, but Bassitt was really good. I would rather have Bo Bichette than Okamoto. So we can talk about how aggressive they are. Ponce, I have no idea how he's going to translate. Yep. So we can be aggressive. I would say this. Their next move is the one that's going to put them over the top.
I think that goes with a lot of teams.
Not what they've done so right. far. So far, they're still a good team, but it's plus-minus additions. They were just very aggressive and loud the way they went about it, I think.
Is it Tucker, you think? I mean, that's the one that scares me a little bit.
If it's Tucker, you should be scared. If it's yep. Bobichet, come back, fine. But right now, they're just in the mix.
This is where we're sitting, I think, with a lot of teams, which is, okay, good for you, and good for you for what you did. But whoever is going to make these next big moves, you are going to be perceived as the winner.
I just think, look, I love the passion of our fan base. And, of course, we fixate on the Red Sox. We should. That's our job to do that. You compare it across the league, the Red Sox have done more than most teams. They have. People don't want to hear about it because they wanted Pete Alonso and they want other big splashy moves. But they've added pitching. They've made moves. Contreras is, I think, a very helpful bat. The next one matters. I don't know. I think they're in a good spot.
That goes into what we were talking about before, like defining aggressive, defining being uncomfortable, like your definition versus theirs. Like the problem is when you come out in the GM meetings talking about how you yeah. want to add some power and impact sure. bat, when you're talking about getting a number two, you're good 3 through 10, Craig Breslow and their crew could be sitting there saying, we did add a number two in Sonny Gray.
Yep.
Like he's striking out 200 guys, been an all-star in his career. Like in their they could define that as like we have. It's just that when you say home runs, we immediately think Schwarber or Alonso.
Yep.
They add Contreras, who there's some comparable numbers between the two of them, and you added better defense in Contreras than Alonso. So in their mind, we did add an impact bat. It's just that when you come out and say it, our interpretation is completely different to theirs.
As soon as Craig said that in the suite at Vegas about, you know, which I like, you know, we all like. It was Dombrowski, yeah.
But it was also like, go do it now.
Right. Well, who were the two names that popped up immediately?
Alonso.
Alonso and Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
Right, that was it. Like, yep. Alonso and Joe Ryan. But as we know, like, nobody was talking about Sonny Gray. No one was talking about Wilson Contreras. But I do think this, and I want to ask you about the Bregman situation. We all know what Bregman did, right? But it's like, how important is it? Like we said, undeniably, we compare the Red Sox additions to the Toronto additions. I put up a poll. Red Sox won. I mean, you look at, compare the three guys to the three guys. That's fine. Toronto did what they needed to do. The Red Sox needed to do what they need to do. But now we're sitting here, and now we're looking at, okay, Bregman can actually define this offseason. How do you feel? How important is he, number one, and how do you feel about him coming back?
He's extremely important. You know, Lou said something to me in September, and I've tried to hold that in my brain, which is I'm not going to ride the roller coaster. He's going to be back because all signs point to that. And I think it was really telling today. Alex Cora doesn't say things by accident. And he said the ball is in his court.
Yeah.
And that means that a lot of the stuff that started to come out about real offers on the table.
But it also worries me, Will.
Well, that's fine. It can worry you all you want. I'm just saying, is it important that he comes back? It is. But if not Bregman, they definitely need something else in that world. I fully believe that they've put enough money on the table that Alex Bregman should want to be back here. We'll see what the market plays. Who knows? But I really believe they've done enough to get him back. It's his decision. It's Scott Boras's decision. But and I'm out of the prediction business because I know what happens when I predict anything. So
just stay away from windows. Let me to our windows. I got to run.
Lou's leaving.
I love both of you guys.
See you. All right, boys. You never look better. All right. But you know, it's and why I say this, I'm not worried. Like, but the point is that it comes back to approaching free agency.
Sure.
Which is, hey, all right, the ball's in his court.
Yep.
And I know that usually, like last year, for instance, they got to the deal, and the final straw was, we'll give you the opt-outs.
Yep.
Okay. How much are they willing to move, and are you going to be willing to go up as much as you can if there is another suitor? And but Will, I'm sorry, Lou brought up a good point. We're trying to piece this together about suitors.
Yep.
And it's like one day there seems like there are, another day there doesn't seem like there are.
Well, yeah, those are the days that Scott Boras talks to the media. So, look, a lot of things can be true at the same time. The Red Sox need him back. They'd love to have him back. It's important. If there was some huge, robust market, as Scott Boras and all these writers talk about, he would have signed. If he had multiple teams giving him 6 years and $200 million, he would have a contract.
Or, I mean, if that's the case, I agree with you. And maybe that's like last year with Detroit where they gave him the years, but he just didn't want to go.
Places he doesn't want to
go. Right, exactly.
And you and I both know what those places are.
Yeah.
And some of those are still very much in play. I just think let's just wait and see how it plays out. It's a game of musical chairs. And at the moment, there are a lot of open chairs out there, whether it's Tucker, Bichette, Bregman. The fear for anybody who cares about this team is that those seats start getting taken, and then you're down to one last move that can sort of get you the bat you needed. So, look, people kill me for this. I trust the direction they're going in. I trust that Craig is on the phone with all the right people and involved in all those conversations. The thing we will learn in the next couple of years, I think we've already learned that they're not going to – this is not the Larry Lucchino regime. It is not, we want this person, and we're going to go set the market and overpay for whatever that's worth. That's I don't think that's going to this regime. We know that definitively. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that they can't be intelligent about it and work it out and find a lot of good deals that help the team win. And I think in the next month or so, they're going to do that.
Being around here – being mingling amongst the not only the common folk but also the people wearing the uniforms, it starts putting in perspective of okay, spring training's around the corner.
It does.
We're bringing back AM radio one broadcast at a time, but it's I love spring training.
Grab chips in Port Charlotte's gonna be great.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, some of the most viral moments. I'm counting the minutes till I get a chance to wake up and see Doug Lane's smiling face every day. But I do think that one of the good things about this event is that, all right, here we go. We see these guys. We just had Johan Oviedo on wearing a Red Sox jersey.
Yep.
We see Tristan Casas. We see Meyer. We see Anthony. We see these guys. Like, this is now it feels like it's around the corner. And it's two conversations, right? It's what you don't have, but also what you do have.
Well, I just saw Cutter Crawford. Had a nice talk
with
him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reminder there's more depth here than there's been in a long time in terms of pitching. And even though I think they've rightly traded some of that depth away to get some of these pieces back. The other thing is, you know, it's such a sports radio narrative around the trade deadline usually to say the team thinks their biggest addition is a guy coming back from injury. Well, guess what? This season, though, is defined by Roman Anthony. Mm. And you and I can talk all we want about how it's probably unfair to put on a 21, 22-year-old's shoulders to be the face of a franchise, the best, most important player. I think he's ready for it. And I really believe that on some level – we're underestimating what the impact of Roman for a full season will be. I think he's a top five American League player.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I just think that really – and seeing him again sort of reminds me of what a full year
– well, remember last year this time we're like, oh, he got a lot bigger. He's a big guy.
He's huge.
That was sort of like the introduction. Now we're just like, oh, well, he's a good player. But also, to me, the Roman Anthony conversation is looking into the fans here. Mm-hmm. There are more Roman Anthony jerseys than jersey.
Yep.
Any other jersey.
Yep.
And so, hey.
And so that's the other model too, Rob, which is like you can't view these things as separate. Like, they locked up Crochet. They locked up Roman. And whether or not Bayo and Seydon and these guys, those contracts in the end pay off the way they think they will, those are the dollars they're willing to spend. That's the way they want to invest in the future. So I really think the Crochet and Anthony contracts in particular age beautifully. They've put big bucks on the table for those guys. And I'm with you. They need to bolt on another bat or two, but I don't think that it's just some, you know, haphazard, we're not going to spend, we have no direction.
Speaking of investing in the future real quick, I just want to congratulate you on your best, you have picked your best shape of your life goal.
10,000 push-ups by opening
10, day. 10,000 push-ups by, have you started yet?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
75 yesterday.
I thought your pec muscle looked a little bit bigger
my
today.
My pecs were invisible, talking. That's why I picked it. I've got a concave chest.
There's a buzz around here. Buzz around. All right, well, hey, listen, go have some fun with your family. Always great to see you. In a couple weeks, let's go.
It'll be fun. We're going to hit the road in Florida, do some games. It's going to be great.
All right. Will Fleming, Baseball's and Boring Show. Always appreciate him. Appreciate his insight. Appreciate his presence. We got another person coming up, and that person's going to be awesome because we're just rolling out all the awesomeness. Bill Miller will be joining us next, fresh off being on stage for being honored for the Red Sox Hall of Fame. Moment, obviously, from 2004. I always like talking to Bill, and we're going to talk.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
To him next. All right, welcome back to Baseballs and Boring, live from Fenway Fest. Fenway Fest, where people are buzzing. We're waiting on Bill Miller, one of our cavalcade of stars. We already had some great interviews. I mean, this is the time. This is going to be the quickest show of all time because it's the great game of baseball. It's easy to talk about. The Red Sox are easy to talk about. I want everybody to go to check out the Odyssey app. Go check out all the interviews. Obviously, Ken and Curtis already had a bunch of interviews leading up to this show, and it was it is kind of intimidating because there's so much crammed in one day, but it is also a great launching pad to what exactly is going on. And, you know, I think that in our conversations that we just had with Johan Oviedo, with Lou Maloney, with Will Fleming, even in that brief time, I mean, we've been on the air about 45 minutes. In that brief time, we've talked about, we had one of the new players that were traded for, which you talk about Oviedo, like talking about a wild card, talking about a guy could go either way, talking about a guy who could be a difference maker. Like, that's the guy. So we got to get your chance to get to know him a little bit, where he's at, what he's all about, his journey. And then, of course, you know, with Will and Lou, it's just they're talking about the stuff that we're all talking about, which is what is going to happen when it comes to the Red Sox, what's going to happen when it comes to this offseason, and how should we view it. And I do feel like I feel better about myself a little bit that we're sort of in lockstep in terms of, all right, good job, good effort. Nice try, but now, you know, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is fork in the road moment. This is the time where you define yourself. And as we've seen, we said that before, that you don't win the offseason, you win the World Series all the time. The two teams that won, quote-unquote, won the offseason last year, like, they obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. The Mets and the Diamondbacks. Remember, the Mets got Soto. The Diamondbacks got Corbin Burnes. They got some other guys. They got Josh Naylor. So, you know, it's not – you just can't say this happened, so this is going to happen. Not at all. So I think that it's one of these things where as we sit here, there's some lazy narratives out there. There's some right-on narratives that are out there. But we have to get our head around it. And I will say this, is that you look at – what's going on here at Fenway Park, it does jack you up a little bit for baseball. And I know the Patriots are coming up, and there's going to be every show going forward for the next whatever few weeks, rightfully so, is going to be talking about what the Patriots are going to do in the playoffs or what they've already done in the playoffs, what's going to happen, whatever. We get that. Drake May. I get it. I understand that. But this is a nice little respite to get you ready for the great game of baseball, which is coming around the corner. I think that Craig Breslow and Alex Cora, they are meeting with the media down at Fort Myers. I think it's the day after the Super Bowl. So what's happening here at Fenway Park is not everybody, and that's disappointing, obviously. It's also disappointing that we don't have the sort of the town hall that you used to have with the owners and all that stuff. And you know, that's an obvious disappointment. It's an obvious disappointment that, you know, that we don't even have the spring training meeting with the owners anymore. It is what it is. We're moving on. But I do think that what we have here is the opportunity to catch up with some guys, whether it's the media, whether it's on the radio, whatever it is, and actually say, oh, yeah, I remember Cutter Crawford. Oh, yeah, he threw a bullpen yesterday. Oh, yeah, he's going to be part of this equation. Oh, my goodness, Johan Oviedo, nice to meet you. You're an enormous human being. I can see where you might be good. You know, Tristan Casas, you're actually walking? Oh, good for you. There you go. Like, all of this. Like, this is the good part about this. And, you know, I do think that it's one of these things where the fact that they've sold out for this event here at Fenway Park says something. That doesn't mean you can't be upset about, you know, not having signed certain guys. That doesn't mean you can't be upset over not acting the way that you think the team should act after getting rid of the Rafael Devers contract. That doesn't mean that. But the worst thing that can happen in the world of any baseball organization, and to be honest with you, there was times in the last few years where this happened, where you let the A word creep in, apathy. You cannot have apathy. And the fact that they were able to sell this out shows you, I think, there is an apathy. There's optimism, but I think with the optimism comes also the reality that there's expectations. I always remember when back in 2003, 2004, really like when you got things going, that they, the marketing of the Red Sox really started gaining steam, and not only because they were winning a little bit more, but because the Larry Lucchino's, the Charles Steinbergs, and everybody else, they understood that they had an opportunity to really, really build up the brand. When that happened, and you had all the whole thing with the pink hats and everything else, it was great, right? They were built, the Red Sox were built on that time. They were built on that marketing. They were built on that investment. But what happened in, when you weren't so good, maybe even in 2005, when you did have a little bit of a downturn here and there, people got mad. People got mad or twice as mad. You know why? Because this is what they've invested in. The people who were on the periphery when it comes to Red Sox fandom, they were actually said, wait a second, I invested my money in this. I paid my money in this. I bought the gear because you told me to. This is where all the cool kids are hanging out. They said that. And then all of a sudden, if they don't win or they don't spend the money or they don't do what you want to do, then that's a problem. And I think that that had been creeping in a little bit in years past, up until certainly last year was a huge step forward. But now you have this investment, you have the winning, you have Craig Breslow making a point where you say, hey, you know, our goal is in the World Series, to be in the World Series. That wasn't the goal before. That wasn't the narrative before. It was a lot of sustainability talk. It was to compete talk, the compete talk, and it was all of that. That wasn't what this was. So really what you have now is you have expectations, and that's not a bad thing. But what that comes back to, once again, is that when you have the expectations off of last year, when you have the excitement off of last year, and also, let's be honest about this, when you trade Rafael Devers, and the biggest part of that trade is actually getting rid of the money in the Rafael Devers contract and saying, all right, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to turn it over to this. Then there should be that expectation. And the other part about this, too, which is a reality, which is, sure, the Red Sox made some moves, and they can cite those moves, and we can all say Sonny Gray, Wilson Contreras, Johan Oviedo, good for you, good for you. That matches up with what the Blue Jays did with Cease and Okamoto in Ponce. Fine, that's fine. But here's the thing. It's also, you also have to juxtapose it against what the division is. This American League East is maybe the best division in baseball. And this American League East is all of a sudden full. Four of the five teams, or I would say, I'm going to not count the Red Sox, three of the four teams actually are these teams who are all are in it to win it. You have the Blue Jays trying to be like the Dodgers of the American League. You have the Orioles who all of a sudden are reverse course, change what they're doing, change the narrative from a sad trombone of the last offseason. You have that. They've had a very, very aggressive offseason. And then you have the Yankees who you said, well, you know, they haven't done anything. They've only spent $29 million in payroll or free agency. And 21 of it was Trent Grissom. You have that. Well, guess what? If you go look at the over-under win totals for the American League East, you know who's at the top? The New York Yankees. So you have this division, maybe the best division, so that has to be part of this equation. Yeah, good for you, Red Sox. Good for you. Attaboy. Nice try. Excellent job. Good job in 2025. But everybody's gotten better. This is the best division in baseball. All right, we're going to keep things rolling. We're going to be talking to more and more guests. Come on, just guest upon guest upon guest, and you know what? They're all going to be awesome. I'm Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Be back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.